This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome into JetBlue Park. The sun is actually rising as we speak. And the Greg Hill Show at spring training is sponsored by, co-sponsored by, McFarland Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on at McFarlandEnergy.com. By the E.L. Harvey Companies, including NASA Disposal and MEGA Disposal, your local trash collection and recycling providers. By Aviva Trattoria, Italian-inspired, locally made from fresh, whole, locally sourced ingredients, and by our friends at Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. The manager of the Boston Red Sox, Alex Cora, joins us. Hey, Alex, how are you?
I'm doing good, doing good.
Interesting spring so far. It feels like the buzz is back. Would you echo that?
100%, 100%. We played the Rays 2 days ago, I want to say,
yep.
And it felt like when I play here in 08, 07, spring training, well, I mean, not as much,
right,
but a lot different than the last 3 years. And the reason, we have a good baseball team. You know, the front office and ownership, we talked a little bit right before the end of the season, how we needed to execute, we needed to be better. We bring Chapman, Wilson, then Garrett, and you know, Walker. And then at the end, we got Alex. And I think the addition of Alex at the end, you know, kind of like gave us that, huh, you know, like I was talking to Aaron Boone yesterday, and he wasn't too happy that Alex ended up signing with us. Honestly, I thought Alex was going to end up somewhere else, and I got the big news late that night on Wednesday, and you know, here we are. We got a good baseball team.
How many conversations did you have during the offseason prior to Bregman's arrival with Devers about the potential, and how long between the news of Bregman being signed and you talking to Rafi? Was that something that was ongoing, or was it something you sort of started to talk about when you guys arrived at camp?
More realistic, when it became more realistic. And at the time when I talked to him, I got here early, he was here. And when we talked, I felt like we were far off, you know, like there were two big rumors out there, Nolan and Alex. And, you know, the Nolan was more of a rumor than reality. The Alex thing was real. But at that time, you know, knowing Alex and listening to Scott and Bress and all that, I was like, this is not going to happen. You know, the way they were talking the whole offseason, it was about years, you know, and that's what we need. And I have a good relationship with him. At one point, I was like, hey, man, you got to do what you got to do for the Bregmans. That's the most important thing. You know, this is a business. I get it. But you pull the player for the players. I was a player once, you know, and it's a player-driven business. And honestly, you know, I was like, hey, this is real, but I don't think it's going to happen. And then a week later, everything changed. So, you know, we've been talking about it the last 10 or 12 days. Obviously, you know, he had the press conference and he said that he's not going to play another position, mm-hmm, other than third base. I respect that, you know, but I think at the end what we're going to do is take the best 26 guys, align the best players in their positions, and try to win a championship. And that's what we're trying to accomplish.
Well, Alex, that's the good thing about having good positive buzz you run into a situation like this where it's not like other sports. Having depth is great.
I love the way you said it. Situation is not a problem.
Yes.
You know, some people are saying it's a problem. No, it's a situation.
Right. And so, but you as the manager still have to make the right decision and what's best for the team. You have two guys that want to play one position. One guy, you know, is arguably a better fielder in Bregman, and the other guy's still working, and it seems like he does not want to move off that position. How are you going to kind of rectify that situation, and do you feel like you're leaning more towards Bregman there to start the season or more towards Devers and putting Bregman somewhere else?
No, I think, well, with Alex, he'll play anywhere.
Right.
You know, he's been very honest. He hasn't played second in a while, but I truly believe that he's a good second baseman. I don't know if you saw some videos the other day, him turning the play. It's simple with him. You know, he's a good defender, good footwork, good hands, good baseball IQ. So he can play short, he can play second. Last year, he offered to play first base with Houston. The thing here is, like, there's other stuff going on here. You know, it's not third base, it's not DH, it's second base too, right? And there's some guys in that clubhouse that they're fighting for a spot. You know, you got Hamilton, you got Grissom, you got Campbell. You know, you got guys that have a shot to make this team. And from there, we will make decisions. You know, right now we got Willie that is not ready to join us yet because he's been ill. So is he going to be part of the starting roster, you know, opening day roster? So there's a lot of decisions that comes with it. You've seen the big boy taking ground balls at third. He's going to actually join the group on Friday. We're shooting for him to play next week. So I think it's early to decide, you know, who's going to be where because of the other part of it. And whenever we have to make decisions, we will. But one thing for sure, it's going to be an exciting team. It's going to be a good one. We have to be better defensively. Offensively, I think we are on point right now. I mean, those three guys on top of the lineup, bringing Alex is different at bat. You know, he's going to work the count. He's going to swing. He's going to pull the ball. We know that. But he's not going to chase pitches. And you're going to let Jaron and Rafi do their thing, right? Be as aggressive as possible. So going back to the question, decisions will be made in a few weeks. And, you know, there's going to be people upset. There's going to be people that are going to be sent down, and they're going to be upset at the manager and Craig. But that's the good thing about having good players. You know, 3 years ago, we didn't have this conversation. It was like, okay, cool. Let's try to win 84 games.
Right.
Now we're talking about the division. You know, you see the projections and all that, and it's exciting. You know, it feels kind of like 18 as far as, like, the roster, right? We're not 18. You know, don't get me wrong, we're not. You know, that was probably one of the best teams in the history of the Red Sox, but we have a good baseball team.
Alex, we've obviously talked about this quite a bit when it comes to Bregman and Devers, and is there going to be a rift in the clubhouse, and will guys split onto who they feel like should take that that third base position? But as the manager, do you have to consider what will be less rocky for the boat? Do you have to take into consideration that, you know, back in November, Bregman was saying, I'm fine playing second. I'd be happy to. And then last week saying, whatever AC wants me to do, I'm going to do. Do you take that into consideration, or are you really just going to go with your gut on who's going to be best there?
No, I mean, as far as the clubhouse, I'm not worried.
Mm-hmm.
They're grown men, and we have adults in the room now. We do. And you see the way they talk. Actually, Alex is working with Rafi at third base. You know, the first thing he did was telling him about one-pointer, about glove presentation, all that. And Rafi, he got it right away. So you guys, I mean, I don't know if he's going to talk to you guys, whatever, but you have to be around him to understand what he brings to the equation. A lot of people talk about Pedroia. Very similar, but not as loud, you know. But this guy, he's a baseball rat. You know, his baseball IQ is up there. He's going to challenge everybody in this room. You know, from the front office to the analyst to Alex to the coaches, everybody's been challenged. And he's such a great teammate. Say playoffs in a row, right? Like that. Mm-hmm. That doesn't happen because you're just good. You know, there's more into the equation. And he's taking care of the clubhouse. That same day that Rafi had his press conference, I had 20 players in my house for a barbecue. Rafi was part of it, and he was hanging out with everybody. So we should be okay. We should be okay.
Just on the clubhouse and adults, I hear Tristan Casas' remarks, and they just struck me as so off. Like, here's a guy who, like, built a house in Worcester when you guys were fighting for a playoff spot, and now he's saying that players, he's dictating who's on the roster. And I think correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like part of the reason you were so interested in the acquisition of Alex Bregman is because of what he means in terms of a winning culture to a locker room that's still growing. And is that part of the reason that, you know, you bring this guy to me? I said it was like Rodney Harrison. When Rodney Harrison joined the Patriots, they were a good team, but he had this way of getting under people's skin and forcing players to do things they weren't doing before.
So throughout the years here, right, since I got here in 18, we have brought some great guys, right? Guys that had changed the culture of the clubhouse. JD Martinez, Justin Turner, right?
Yep.
DH players. There were DHs, right? So there's not much that they can contribute. Yeah, they're good baseball guys. They understand defense and base running, but they don't do it every day, right? Like, they were great at talking about hitting, helping the guys out. But when you have a guy like this that, first of all, two World Series ring, of course, you know, being in the playoffs for 8 years in a row. This started in LSU, too. Like, this kid has been a winner all his career. But understanding what it takes defensively, base running wise, offensively, he knows analytics, he knows old school baseball. I truly believe we needed somebody like that, you know. And is he the perfect guy? Probably, to be honest with you. Just being around 17 and talking to him and understanding, you know, what kind of like gets him going. It caught my attention. Obviously, everything came out, right? And the one thing that I'm proud of him, and we're not proud of what happened in 17, but him specifically, he turned the page and he made sure that the Astros were still going to be good, right? Because at that time, it was loud, it was hard going on the road. You know, Dusty got there to help out. But this kid, he made sure, you know what? We're going to prove the world that, yeah, we messed up in 17, but we are a good baseball team, and he did it. You know, Altuve is great. Alvarez is amazing, but that guy in that clubhouse, I know what he meant to them, and I'm happy that he's here.
Mentally probably made him stronger, too.
100%. 100%. Like, he's ready for this. And I tell him, be careful to fall into the trap that you have to do everything. At the end of the day, we're paying you all that money to do your thing, play good defense, be a good offensive player, be a good base runner. But the other thing, you know, is great. But I lived through it with Jason Worth in 2011. Kind of like, he went to Washington, and Mike Rizzo, the GM, kind of like told him, hey, you have to lead these guys, you got to help them out. And Jason took it by heart. He changed the nutrition, you know, he brought his cook, all that stuff, and then he forgot that he needed to play right field for the Washington Nationals. And he struggled for a while. This kid, he understands that I got a job to do. And he uses whatever to get him going, right? The number two, we all know, he was the second pick of the draft. He wanted to be number one, so that's why he wears number two. Everybody thought that this kid was going to get 10 years in the market, right, and $200 million. He did not. I think that's going to help him to keep going, and it's going to be fun.
One of the things, Alex, as I listen, I hear you talking, it's always great to have great players that take the message and then incorporate it into the locker room, the clubhouse. I know for me as a former player, but the biggest message comes from the head coach, the manager, and you having to be able to manage different egos, different personalities.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Different ways guys react to maybe getting sent down or not playing or feeling like, wait a second, I did better than that guy in spring training. Why am I not? How are you taking the approach this year, knowing that these are some of the questions that you're going to have to answer where you have a lot more talent, but also getting the guys to buy in to your message that's being resonated through the clubhouse through players?
So most of those guys, in that clubhouse only know the last 3 years, mm-hmm. right? Two last place finishes and a good season, right? Mm-hmm. 81 and 81. There's a few guys that were part of 21. There's only one guy that was part of 18. And he's still an alpha dog in that clubhouse. He understands what it takes to win. And that's something I talked to Rafi. You know, like, we have conversations. Like yesterday, we talk about his schedule, when you're going to join the team, you know, outside for ground balls and all that stuff, when you're going to play. We didn't talk about positions. I needed to make sure this guy is ready to play at Texas, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's my job, you know? We're going to have other conversations in the upcoming weeks, you know? But right now, my main goal is for Rafi to be ready to play, right? With Alex, it's kind of like, okay, make sure this kid understands what it means to prepare for a 162-plus and, you know, help however you want. The first day we were in the clubhouse, in the calf, you know, we're having lunch. You see Marcelo, Roman, Chris Campbell, and Alex. They were there for an hour. And that's when you go home and you're like, okay, cool. We're good. But from my end, they know there's competition. You got to be very honest. You know, we have the one-on-one meetings every morning now with the position players, go over their plans and just let them know, hey, man, there's a shot to be the second baseman of the Boston Red Sox. There's competition. It's real competition. Be ready for that. Enjoy it. So far, so good. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be easy. We know that, you know, over the course of spring training, over the course of the season, and hopefully in the playoffs, something is going to come up. But I made a decision halfway through the season to stay here for 3 more years. That's the reason I wanted to be here, because we got a chance to win. And you can see it now. It's a different vibe. It's a different type of preparation. Now it's about precision. Be it sack. Be correct. You know, it's not about the rah-rah. Hey, we're going to the World Series, you know. I don't want to say full. Sorry, I did say full. Mm-hmm. But to kind of like get everybody buy into it. Now it's like, okay, we have a good team. This is what we have to do.
Alex, so you and I and Ken spoke at the winter weekend at Fenway a couple months ago, and you told this awesome story about how before the season in 07, you sat down with Terry Francona and Theo Epstein, and they said, you know, you're going to play in April. He hit 400 in April. So I said, I'm contractually obligated to bring that up.
Thank you.
And then Theo said that Pedroia's not going to be ready in April, but as of May, he's going to be the best-hitting second baseman in baseball, and everything that Theo told you came to fruition.
Yeah.
Do you have those conversations now with Brez and the players, and is that the kind of conversation that you would have with Devers and Bregman, obviously separately, where you sit down and you just explain why you're doing what you're doing? They don't have to agree with it, but you present to them the evidence behind the decision.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, we will talk about it. You know, what makes sense for our team to win 92-plus games over 162. The other ones, as far as like competition and all that, in my situation when I came in, I was like, okay, how many games am I going to play? Right. And they told me, you're going to play a lot early on. I was like, yes. And then you're not going to play. I'm like, oh, that sucks. But we'll talk to some of the veterans as far as their roles. You know, like right now, we got Tristan at first, right? who's going to be the backup first baseman, you know, and we're pushing certain guys to learn the position, and they're going to play a lot in spring training, and probably a utility position is going to be based on who can actually play first base. You know, there's a lot of guys with options, and as you guys know, we can talk about, yeah, he's the best player, you know, he should be that guy, but at the same time, you have to play with the roster, you know, and then make adjustments early on, especially with the schedule that we have. But you know what, it's been fun, it's been good. The conversations are a lot different, like I said, than the last few years. Now it's about, hey, man, you do this, you're going to be fine. Just go out there and play. And the main thing, stay healthy, mm-hmm. right? Right now, Bello, obviously, he's throwing a bullpen on Friday. Cutter is behind. We have a deeper pitching staff, but now it's not as deep as a month ago, right? And those are the things that come up in spring training, but we'll deal with it and we're going to be okay.
The injuries were a big issue last year. How are you guys making sure that during spring training, maybe you guys are better equipped to handle if injuries, as they, of course, will come up throughout the season?
Yeah, I mean, the most important thing about spring training is what you did in the offseason. Mm-hmm. And the vast majority of the players did an amazing job, not only executing the plan, but communicating with the pitching staff, with pitching coach, with the hitting coaches, with the trainers. I think that's the most important thing. It's hard because, you know, like me as a Latino, you know, we would love our Latino players to be here in Fort Myers, you know, early in January. It's hard, you know, like, I mean, this is my culture. This is my country. You know, I love to be around my people, right? Like Bello, with time, probably he will be here earlier, but we got the academy in the Dominican. We can actually help him out. It's not easy. It's easier for the guys that live up north, you know, and okay, I'll go to Fort Myers, you know. It's easier for the guys in Arizona because most of the players kind of like live there, right? And they have the facilities. But I think we did a good job. We changed a few things in camp as far as like the innings they play. It used to be one at bat, two at bats, three at bats. Now they're playing five. Sports science, they look at it. They went to my office. Hey, Alex, they're playing five. I'm like, okay, cool. You know, I'm not gonna get into it. You know, like Tito used to say, like, I know baseball. I don't know that part. You know,
right.
So hopefully we can keep him healthy. Trevor, for example, he didn't play much last year. Volume is important, but at the same time, the most important thing for us is for Trevor to be opening at shortstop for us in Texas. So it's a balance, but a good one to have, and we have a lot of good players. There's a lot of competition right now at second base. It's hard for me to, like, okay, how are we going to do this? You know, we got Hammy, Grissom, we got Sogar, we got Campbell. How are we going to be able to get enough innings to have a really good idea who should be our second baseman? You know, so Alex, too, you know, it's kind of like, okay, we have 27 games, 20 spring training shorter, too, this year. We're going to Mexico. So it's hard, but we'll deal with it.
And we'll wrap on this. It felt to me like the signing of Bregman, removing your personal relationship, was John Henry keeping his word that you signed a 3-year extension, that it felt like to people that either cover the team or follow the team that you signed because it was a leap of faith that you felt the young guys were coming close enough and that the organization was prepared to invest in the actual big league club. Would that be fair to say to you?
Yeah, those 5 days around the All-Star break, they were very honest. It happened fast, but they kind of like present me with everything that, you know, is going to happen the way they see it, and they felt like I was the right leader for it, you know. The commitment, yeah, it's 3 years, you know, and that's the personal side of it, right? The boys are growing, you know, and this is a tough job, you know. If you look around leagues, you know, and when you spend a lot of time in 1 year, in one place, it takes a toll on you, right? Like, we don't want to get old too soon, right? I'm 49. I'm still enjoying life. Still love my kids, you know, the way playing games, all that stuff. There's other ways now to see them, right? FaceTime and Facebook Live, all that stuff, so I can see them, but it's different, right?
Right.
So I think 3 years is good. We'll see what happens in the future, but right now, man, I'm having a blast. I'm excited about the direction we have in, you know. It's not more about talking about the future and all that. It's talking about the now, which is very important. And, you know, we're ready to go.
Thank you for your time, Alex. Yep. Good luck this season.
Good luck. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Have fun.
All right. That is the manager of the Boston Red Sox, Alex Cora. And here is Courtney with What's Trending.
The Christian Arcan Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Lee County Visitors and Convention Bureau. He is the best.
Awesome.
And he's Benjamin Button, 49. Looks like he's aging backwards.
I mean, I wish I was 49.
Wiggs, you're a year older.
I'm going in the wrong direction.
No, you are.
You
with
are.
Those highlights in your hair, yeah, you are doing just
it.
Fine.
I thought you were Omar Epps when we landed.
Today at 105, it's the Sox at Braves in Northport. You can listen to the game on WEEI AM 850 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's Perfecting the Art of Fresh. We just had Alex Cora on. If you missed that, you can listen to it on the Odyssey app. And coming up, we'll have Alex Bregman joining us at 7:30. The Celtics back in action tonight on the road to take on the Raptors. Tip is at 7. Drew Holiday and Luke Kornet are both out while Al Horford is questionable. And the Bruins take the ice at the TD Garden tonight. It's a home and away with Boston and Toronto as they have the Maple Leafs at home. Puck drop is at 7. And that was brought to you by Lee County Visitors and Convention Bureau. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's time for spring training in Fort Myers. Cheer on your favorite team at JetBlue Park. Then explore the area between games. Turning your love for baseball into a relaxing vacation just feels right. Start planning at visitfortmyers.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 61 degrees, partly cloudy here at JetBlue Park in Fort Myers, Florida. In Boston, 37 degrees, afternoon high of 52. You just heard the manager of the Boston Red Sox. The big free agent acquisition, Alex Bregman, joins us next.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.